FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
Novos.
Thursday's here. Hello, guys.
Hello. Yeah, good.
I'm so excited.
Pointy end of the week for a long weekend.
Yeah.
I have to work on the weekend, so standard for me. But that's okay. We get Monday off, I think, don't we?
Yeah, so you still get a weekend. Good. Get excited, Maddie.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, Jade's very excited. Yesterday, we went to pick up her package from Carmex. Of course, she hit Carmex, the lip gloss company, up for some freebies. She's been trying to get this package.
For years.
For a long time.
Long time.
I've been really working them on, massaging them on my Instagram, liking their posts, leaving little messages.
You reckon you put like 20 to 40 hours in over the last 12 to 18 months?
You know what? Honestly, easily. Like, yeah, doing so creative stories.
40-hour week here at the station. How much do you get? Do you think you could buy that much Carmex?
She opens up the box. How many did you get? It was like 20 lip glosses.
No, it was under 20.
18.
18.
So we're giving them away today, of course.
Jade's like, not too many.
I'm keeping a couple, I'll be honest.
For Newcastle's driest lips after 8 o'clock, Jade.
Yes, so if you have some dry lips, or maybe you just have some really nice soft lips because you believe in lip balm, send us a picture of your lips, DM us on our Facebook page or Instagram.
There's a meme up as well.
There is a meme.
You can just respond there.
Yeah, and we'll get your number and we'll give you a call a bit later on.
Question, is it lip gloss or lip balm?
Well, they call it lip balm on the Carmex, but lip gloss is more cosmetic where it gives...
That's right, because, you know, you were asking me yesterday, which one do you want? I thought it was lip balm.
Yeah,
it is. And then, but you said lip gloss, and Emmy's like... You don't want lip gloss. That's for, you know, ladies.
I heard Jade called your household last night wanting to speak to Emmy.
Yeah. Well.
I tried to see if I could call her via, like, Instagram or something. But, because I thought, maybe on our Jade Maddie Crevo account, you've liked her, so then I could just go into the messages and, FaceTime
DM
her.
Directly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open up the channel.
What did you think of that? You're like,
didn't mind that.
Jade knows no boundaries, especially when it comes to
contacting people.
Instagram. Let's talk about that next.
Oh, yeah.
Our little debacle last night, Jade.
You know what? You guys say debacle.
I do say debacle.
I say not an issue.
I say very funny. Can't wait to hear about this.
Jade has followed some people on Instagram through the Jade, Maddie and Crevo account, and she may followed and caused a big drama with a lot of people at another radio station.
This is brilliant.
It's always great, isn't it?
I love this story.
But do you know what, Jade? We love you just the way you are.
Thank
Bruno
you.
Mars right now.
What a fitting song.
Currently 12 degrees at Norby's. Partly cloudy day ahead today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, Jade.
Yes.
Jade, last night there was a drama in the New FM team.
I think this is the funniest thing that's
happened
in ages.
You say drama. I say more funny, like Crevo said.
Let's
funny.
Let's unpack this. What did you do last night? You were on the Jade, Maddie and Crevo Instagram account and you decided to try and get us more followers because, God help us, we need some.
Correct. Yeah. So, basically, I jumped onto our Instagram account and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go around to some active accounts because this is what you actually do when you want to start beefing up your followers on your account. So you'll go to active accounts, you'll go on to their most recent posts, and then you'll like the people who've liked their posts because, you know, obviously they're going around liking and interacting on Instagram. So then they'll like you back in turn.
So you went and followed a whole heap of randoms on our individual personal accounts.
Correct. Yeah? So I went to Crevo's, I went to Maddie's, I went to mine. I don't know if I did Jackson, I don't think I did. And then I thought, you know what, I'll go across to another radio station because I thought, you know what, those sort of radio people who follow different radio stations as well, they're more likely follow us. So that was what I did.
So you went in trying to poach their fans, basically.
Well, they could be ours too. They just don't know our account exists because it's very new. So I thought, fair's fair.
I get a message, right, from a very good friend of mine in Melbourne, Xander, and he sends me a screenshot of our profile and he says, this spam account just followed me.
That's not spam.
And I'm like, ha ha ha, WTF, that's our work one. He's like, I thought you had done it. And I'm like, oh, Jade's gone through my profile list and she's started following people that I follow. My personal account. And I thought, oh, here we go. Anyway, it develops further because Jade, all of those people from other radio stations, mm-hmm. you've basically followed the whole street promotions team from Hit and Triple M.
Here in Newcastle.
In Newcastle.
And what's wrong with that?
Jackson, you received a message from Ed, the promotions manager over there. And what did he say to you?
Yeah, so he messaged me yesterday afternoon, a couple of hours before you found out about this. And he said, have you been fired? Because there's a job app, like a job ad up for your exact position. And New FM and The Breakfast Show have been following all of my street crew on Instagram, so they think they're going to get poached from you guys. So he sent me the ad, and for a second I was like, is there something I don't know about? But this ad was from 2 years ago.
The other funny thing about that is, like, a very big, you know, organized business may actually go through people's socials before they hire someone.
100%.
This is not that kind of business.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's not the... You might get a phone call, like some sort of old-school technology like that, but we don't have the sort of resources that would follow people
first.
Can I
just be clear on something, though? I'm not... What's the word? No. Head down. I'm more of a head down, bum up person. So I just like to focus on what I'm doing and, like, my job and who's surrounding me and my circle. I don't actually go out to different, like, stalk different radio stations and find out who's working there. So this was actually...
But you just follow them on Instagram.
Yeah. No, but I had no idea who the hell they were. I'll be honest.
We don't doubt that this was innocent.
Yeah,
it's 100%. It's just funny.
It's hilarious. They're laughing stock over there this morning, I'm sure.
Oh, you know what? Hardy heart, you've got a big head if you think you're getting poached. Like...
The funniest thing about this, in my opinion, is the fact that one of them was like, they are so interested in me that they not only followed me, they followed my cat's Instagram as well.
And can I say, Jade, all right, we've given the reins of our Jade Maddie Creever Instagram over to you.
Yeah.
And I just had a look this morning at the balance of followers
now
versus following. And let me tell you, we're over 1,100 followers.
Yeah.
Following.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got like 400 followers. So the balance is way out.
You said you don't have a problem with that the other week. But anyway,
yeah,
you did say that.
Before you messaged followed my friends in Melbourne.
Look, you know what? If they don't follow us back, they're going to get culled, because I have one of those other apps where if you don't follow back after a certain period of time, you get cut. So look, my apologies if I, gave anyone false hope. But, you know, just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and, like, you'll get that shot one day.
One day you might be at the Jade Leader.
I doubt you'll ever get to that level.
No, you're a Z-grade celeb.
If anything, it made for a great story for the radio. Yeah. So
I think that's
Jade.
The best thing that's happened.
What did we have in place? Some story about double Z-sized boobs, right?
Yeah, well, much more entertaining.
But guys, there's something in my box. We've brought it back out today. What's in Jade's box? 13 10 09 if you would like to have a guess, and you can win some delicious food from Yumbo Rama.
These are just unbelievably delectable, guys. Yumbo Rama meals are cooked by a qualified chef out at Charlestown. These are great. Can you not? We had some the other day, and let me tell you, that brisket, ooh.
It was pretty good.
To me. So if you want to get involved, yeah. $60 voucher. The prize today, 13 10 09.
All right. So first clue.
Mm-hmm.
Some people put these on themselves, but it's not really the use of the item.
Okay, well, that could be anything. have a crack, though. These Yumbo Rama meals up for grabs. Delish, delish, delish.
The clues 13, get easier.
10 09. Playing next. And, of course, the buttons don't work.
That's all right.
Oh, no.
Hang on. We'll just get out the repair kit. Hello?
Yes. Hey! Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
New FM.
What's in Jade's box?
That's right. I have something in my box. I've wheeled it out yet again. And It is something that sometimes people will put on their body.
Yeah, we've got $60 Yumbo Rama voucher for the winner today. Of course, feed the whole family. These things are delicious. Let's go to the phones and we'll give another clue to Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
Hey,
yeah. Hey, man. What's on for your day?
Not much, man. Just going down to visit the mate at the moment and tell him about his house. Some renovations.
Oh, nice. One. Cool. Love some free labour.
Yeah.
Footy's back for the second week. You know, you excited?
Yeah, bloody hell. Can't wait till your kids go back.
Well, we've got Erin Mullen on a little bit later on, just after 7:30.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, I love her.
Yeah. She's a good-looking woman, Erin Mullen.
Jeez.
Very good.
We'll get some info.
Jordan, we've got another clue for you right now. This item comes in all different shapes, colours and sizes.
My guess is a pen.
A pen?
Yeah.
A pen is incorrect.
No.
Thank you, Jordan. Enjoy your day, mate. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Vicky, how are you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, really good. What's on for your day?
Just off to work.
Nice. Where do you work at?
I work insurance here in Newcastle.
Oh, you're up very early for doing, like, sales and stuff?
No, I managed. So I'm
sending
them to
work. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Vicky, do you have a nice office?
No, I work in a shed, so.
Jeez, it would get hot in summer. Yeah. You must be thankful that it's winter.
Oh, so much.
Yeah, oh, very much.
Oh,
so.
You poor thing.
Get the little beaver heater out under the desk. So good.
What's a beaver heater?
You know those little ones?
You know the blow heaters that blow the hot air
yeah,
and you
I
put
do
them under
that.
Your desk? A beaver heater.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Huh. Well, be careful, though. They can be dangerous.
Hey, Vicky,
catch a light very quickly.
Millionaire Mark over here.
Hang on a second. Vicky didn't know what it was either. We're learning together here.
Because they're tiny,
not.
Like little beavers.
Right. Yeah.
Crevo's got his open fire at home. another clue for Vicky, guys.
Ooh. This item starts with the letter P.
I was going to say a peg.
A peg is correct, Vicky. Woo-hoo!
You're rolling deep in Yumbo Rama vouchers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Feed yourself for a day, you know.
Yeah,
have
exactly
a bit of a
right.
feast. Thank you to Yumbo Rama for hooking us up for that. More information, newfm.com.au.
Exactly right.
Coming up next, though, we are talking handy partners. You know, when you're in a relationship, it used to happen to me, not so much anymore. When your partner always tries to do the odd jobs and they think they're handy around the house, I can hang this picture up, I can connect this aerial setting.
No, and then but they you're try, better at it.
And it never happens.
Yeah.
It's never done correctly. 131009, we want you to dob your partner in that thinks they're handy. So, like, if they haven't finished the bar or maybe they haven't, you know, mowed the lawn in a while or fixed the mower, give us a ring.
Do they think they're great at DIY, but they're not?
Well, that would be a more efficient way to say that, Crevo. Thank
you're
you.
Very, you're very welcome.
Thank you for that.
That's what I'm here for.
Taking your calls next here at New FM News Time after this. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos. The Novos. The Novos. New FM.
Are you handy, Jade?
No.
Good with your hands?
No.
Are you good with your
terrible.
Hands, Crevo?
Not so good. I've been actively trying to improve. But I've got a long way to go.
You're not bad, though. Your dad, being a chippy, taught you how to do, like, woodwork.
A little bit.
That's
but
how
not,
handy we are with the words. What are the words?
Not really, though, even. I don't know. I never... But now I'm sort of trying to teach myself some stuff, but I've got a long way to go still.
Like, yeah, okay.
It's a lot... It's very... Well, it's not easy to learn to use... You know, all the tools and everything.
You're right, actually. Because I remember when you had to put those vents in your house and Crevo went through the wall and into the bathroom
exactly.
vanity.
So he could see through. That's not how that's supposed to go.
This morning, does your partner think they're handy but they're actually not? Mm. How's your husband, Ben?
Well, Ben's...
He seems quite good with his hands and handy.
I'll be honest, he surprised me. Since we bought our own house, I wasn't sure how he was going to go. I was petrified. I feel bad. I wasn't a very supportive wife when I came home and I saw he'd first chipped away all the tiles in the bathroom.
You're like, what's going on?
What did you do, Ben?
Yeah, he's like, well, just if you can just believe in me a little bit. And I'm like, okay, if you think he can do it, no worries. But he's actually stepped up to the plate.
Well,
he's got his own tool belt and everything.
Yeah, made his workbench. I showed you guys a picture of that the other week.
It looks like those workbenches that you have in design and technology in high school with the vice touch.
Yeah, I love it when he whips out the right angled ruler.
Ooh.
Yeah, anyway.
Is that with the left-handed screwdriver?
Cold metal ruler.
Well, 13:10:09 this morning, we have a delicious Yumbo ramen meal for the best DIY disaster story this morning that your partner's been involved with.
Mm.
You know, has he started or she started a job that they really can't finish?
Yeah, that's right. Yumbo ramen, deliciously priced meals delivered to your door.
Yeah, excellent. It's Yumbo Rama heaven today.
Isn't it? What?
Right now, though, 3 a.m. Matchbox 20. Rob Thomas and UFM, good morning. Lewis Capaldi, you're on the home of Newcastle's best music, 105.3 and UFM. 13:10:09 this morning. We want to know, Newcastle, does your partner think they're handy, but they're actually not?
Shade, Maddie and Chris.
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Yeah, that's right. But after the stories where your partner maybe attempts something around the house, they think they can do it, but really you should have called the professionals.
Mm. That's right.
I remember my mum's partner, my stepdad, he thought he was a bit handy. Mm-hmm. No, he's not handy
not
at all.
Not so much.
Had the issues with putting in the ceiling fans.
Put ceiling fans in by yourself.
But he thought he could do it.
What happened?
Well, the fan couldn't get it together. Mum was there screaming, just let me call the electrician. No, Carol, I can do it. And then I think it was probably about a week. And then Mum just called the electrician in because it was never going to happen.
You can't put up with it anymore.
No.
Especially a half-assembled ceiling fan on the dining table.
Funny.
Because you know what? Certain men don't like their ego bruised.
Yeah, it's so true.
Very much so.
You bruise it just a little bit, they never recover.
I'm very much for getting the professionals in because you just know they're going to do a better job.
Mm.
That's what they do every day.
It's
not
always the man though too. If you think if your wife thinks she's handy or your girlfriend, you're just like, oh no, love.
They keep putting up shelves and they keep falling down. Let's go to Denise. How are you this morning?
Hey, Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Denise.
No, Denise left. Damn, I was looking forward to her story.
I tried to do a bar once. I thought, you know what? I can build a bar.
Yeah.
I even ordered the wood from Bunnings and I did it at my old job at the paint shop.
They had a few tools and stuff.
Yeah, a few tools. Drilling away and then, I just got the frame done and nothing else.
You were making this for your place in Sydney a while ago.
Yeah.
Setting things up.
What happened to all the wood?
I just broke it down and threw it out.
Yeah, in anger? Bit of anger? You got to that
hundreds
point?
Hundreds of dollars wasted as well.
Yeah, wood's not cheap.
You know, Bunnings delivering. I got the good wood as well, not just the standard.
You're like,
pine.
It'll look better, you know.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars.
I thought, you know, I've got all the stains here at work that I can just, you know, slap it on there and make it look nice, varnish at the end. Well,
not so much. For hundreds of dollars, you can have fun at a real bar.
Or I could have bought a real bar.
like
the Aldi special bars. I think they were selling a bar recently.
Were they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
God, I love everything. What they sell. Because you go in there and it's a surprise.
Definitely is. Love It or Loathe It up next. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
All right, doing it next. 6:47 with the Novos. Good morning.
I will go.
Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, kicking things off today, it is, of course, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, and we're starting with smiling in photographs.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love it.
You know, the big old cheesy grin, like, smile.
Smile, yeah.
Love it.
I'm a big smiler. I have lots of different faces for photos, but...
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
Yeah, but I do like a good smiley, cheesy face, although Ben said it looks like you have lockjaw the other day. He took another two.
He's so not sweet to you sometimes.
Oh, I love him. No, but you know what? He's looking out for me. I don't want to put up a picture where I'm just
where
all...
you've got lockjaw.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm just going to have a look at your Instagram, Jay. Yeah. So I...
And I like the pout and, you know, I like to mix it
you
up.
You do the pout a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm, like, doing a selfie,
yeah.
I don't show my teeth. I'm just looking at mine. But right. If somebody's taking a picture of me...
Then you do.
I seem to show my teeth. So, yeah, you've got a smile in photos. We were talking about this the other day because when you met, was it Emmy's parents?
Yeah.
They didn't smile in a photo?
Really?
Is that the story?
What? Really? I don't know.
Like, something about Indonesian people,
I was not involved in
that conversation.
Wonder
who I had that conversation with.
It wasn't with me.
Like, older Indonesian people don't like to smile in photographs.
I think that is true.
Like, they always look really sad and, like,
just straight face.
Straight face?
Well, that's how they used to be back in the day. Like, I'm talking, like, the 18th century or so. Like, they
Where did I pull that from?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe when you were in Bali, you had just had a flashback.
No, I was speaking to somebody, I swear.
It wasn't me. Anyway, the reason I brought this up is there's this great footage that's been released of Trump and Melania. They're standing there for a photo opportunity, right? Trump is smiling away for the photos. He looks across at Melania and she's like stone-faced.
She never smiles.
And he you can see the footage of him mouthing to her, just smile for the photos. She like squeezes one little smile out and then it's back to her
stony
face. Some
women just don't want to smile though. It's like Victoria Beckham's in the same category.
Yeah,
like.
Melania Trump is the posh spice of the White House.
Yeah, she is.
She's 100%. Never smiling.
No,
I wonder why. Do you think she's
unhappy?
You know what?
No, it's not that. It's just that some women don't want to get the extra wrinkles. That is.
You reckon that's what it is?
100%. I've known women who don't like to smile, like full teeth smile. They only smile with their lips. You know those smiles where they're just not showing teeth?
Isn't that,
to stop
me,
wrinkles?
The height of vanity?
Well, no, I was thinking about... I think it's really sad because in order to try and get your future happiness... through not having wrinkles, you're getting rid of your current happiness because you're not smiling.
Wow.
That was deep.
Very deep. You know what, Jade? I don't think it's because she doesn't want wrinkles. There are procedures for that. I'm pretty sure she doesn't like to smile because she sees Donald Trump naked.
I'm not going to speculate on their relations.
Have you not seen the Jimmy Kimmel interview with Stormy Daniels? And he has like the selection of different mushrooms.
No.
And say, pick which one it is. It wasn't the good one, let me tell you. You know the one that slept with Trump in that Moscow hotel?
Oh, yeah, I remember that scandal.
Yeah. So maybe, I'd be unhappy too if I had to look at Donald Trump in bed every morning. I doubt you'd know, actually.
Well,
you think
I've mentioned I like
say,
the sound
got the
of his
wrong
voice.
Person you're to be talking to that.
Preaching to the wrong choir.
You know what? I noticed you were on Twitter yesterday, at Real Donald Trump. Give him a shout out and say, hey, look, I'll smile for you. If you marry me.
As a step in.
Piss off Melania. Bring me in. Fly me over.
No,
first lady material.
I don't like to get involved in politics, to be honest.
Oh!
You know what?
To
be fair, I don't think Melania Trump's very involved in politics either.
Yeah, it's not something I'm into.
His bank account, though, I'm sure.
Just the suits, the voice,
that's sort of the vibe.
I'm powerful not, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just into a bit powerful
big
man.
House. Next, though, Jade, we're going to do a pet birthday shout out, aren't we?
We are! Pet birthday! So if you have a pet and it's their birthday coming up, jump online and register them now at newfm.com.au. We had another one come through for today. We're going to be celebrating Zoe's birthday in just a minute.
Zoe and your own little fur baby, Murdy.
Yes, and I will elaborate on Myrtle's birthday. I was a bad fur mama.
You forgot yesterday. 7 o'clock. Good morning.
On UFM. The Novos pet birthday shout out.
Oh, if it's your pet's birthday coming up, jump online and register them now at newfm.com.au, and we will, you know, tell their story and wish them a big happy birthday. Today's submission is from Carly. Her pet's name is Zoe and she's a Staffy Cross. Carly actually rescued Zoe from Dog Rescue Newcastle last year, guys, and she's very excited for her to be turning one.
Oh, great story.
You know, and a really good owner of a pet who remembers their pet's birthday.
Yes.
And celebrates it straight away on the day.
I have to say, I'm finding a flaw in this segment, what? Jade. You're only picking dog stuff.
No, this is what just comes in. I'm not being pet biased.
What about your little puss? Where's that?
Yeah, if there's any kitty's birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
Or a bunny rabbit.
Or a bird.
You know?
But she's actually told us a little bit about Zoe. It's so cute. She's such a loving girl and extremely naughty. She chews everything and can jump almost anything. Our 6-foot fence is now 8-foot as she was jumping over it. That's pretty impressive for a Staffy.
Yeah, you got to buy a fence topper.
She's very naughty, but we love her so much. Happy birthday, Zoe, from Mum and Dad, Noah, Kobe and Murphy.
Oh, happy birthday, Zoe.
That's a very nice thing.
Now, you do have a very special birthday to also mention today. Yes. Because you're a very bad mum, yeah. Jade.
I'm a bad fur mama.
How irresponsible.
Oh, I can't believe this. I forgot Myrtle's birthday yesterday.
Oh, my God. Call the RSPCA.
Oh, not till I got to the shops and it just sort of clicked. I saw the date on my phone and I was like, holy dooly, it's Myrtle's birthday. So I ended up buying her some beef liver treats and some milky sticks.
What about the balloons?
I didn't have a chance to get a balloon. But she
no
got
balloons. She'll be fuming.
But she got an afternoon nap with me on my bed. So Ben doesn't normally like the dogs on the bed, but I let them in last night.
On their birthday,
aren't they? Afternoon, yep. And we had birthday cuddles, and she got spoiled with some roast chook. It was a good day.
Jeez. I'm just going to my 90s radio sound effect bar.
Yeah.
I think I've got some sad violin music for poor old Murdy. Oh, bad mummy.
Yeah.
She forgot.
Forgot your birthday. I mean, does she care about you?
I don't think so.
Oh,
the balloons.
Questionable.
The others got the cake. Others,
there's definitely favourites in Jade's household. Let's just say that.
It's usually the old one. Mm. What's its
Coco.
Name?
Coco.
Coco gets all the love and balloons.
There you go. UFM.com.au for a pet birthday shout-out.
Absolutely. Next, though, we are talking extraordinary noses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this will all make sense in a second, but Jade, you made a claim on this very show.
Mm-hmm.
You could smell something over 200 metres away.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I can.
131009, do you have a great nose? Can you smell stuff? Or is it someone you know that can just smell stuff a mile off?
Yeah, because your partner, Emmy, very good at
this
as well,
right? She's got a good
nose,
too.
Unbelievable. And a great story about that next, too.
Right now, Jimmy Eat World, the middle. It's 11 past 7 with the Novos. Good morning. Jimmy Eat World, the middle, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently 12 degrees in Mayfield, but feels like 7. Right now, though, we're asking you, do you have an extraordinary nose? Can you sniff out something like a hound dog before anybody else?
I can.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, maybe
you're
it's
so
you.
Talented.
Maybe
thanks,
it's your partner or someone you know. Give us a call, because the other day, Emmy was telling me this story, actually, where she's like, oh, I was at work and I smelt like a bit of a bad sewage smell or something, and I was telling people no one else could smell it. An hour later, everyone started smelling it. Turned out there was an issue with one of the pipes at her work.
Incredible. Emmy Goldstar, you have an extraordinary nose.
Now, Jade,
yes.
Actually pulled this off our show the other day, because it turns out you also have an extraordinary nose.
I like the smell when it goes to low tide, because I can sniff it out.
Who likes the smell of a swamp at low tide? That's quite interesting.
I don't know. It's just something I can pick out a low tide. Like, I could be 200 metres away or so and I can sniff out a low tide.
Really?
You want me if you're lost in the desert, because I'll sniff out that oasis.
A quarter of a kilometre away? Yeah. Low tide around here, guys. Just letting you know.
Well, call me crazy, but sometimes people, I don't know what it is, people have extraordinary noses and you can sniff things out.
I suck. A lot of smokers have very bad senses of smell. It's very bad.
Sad.
No good.
Oh, yeah. Well. No gold star for you, Maddie.
What do I get? What colour?
No, nothing.
How about you, Crevo? Is your smell okay?
Well, I thought I had great sense of smell, but then I met Emmy, and she can smell stuff from ages away and, like, very small details. Like, oh, I think, you know, something's been left, you know, the stove's left on, or, like, any of this stuff. She just knows straight
gas?
Away.
Gas? She can smell gas out
anything.
Real quick?
Anything. Yes. Yeah, anything. It's amazing.
I know the gas. I don't think I developed my sense of smell because of my mother, because Mum could always be like, I smell gas. So I think when you're growing up and you're being alerted to particular smells, I think you just develop that sense.
I smell gas. I can literally imagine you saying that now. Like, yeah. That is called paranoia.
No, but...
the gas is leaking.
No,
it's not actually leaking.
It's true. It's true. Right.
Actually, a little fact check. You can't smell gas. You can smell the little additive that they put in gas.
Yes.
But
that
you is, can
gas
smell it.
Has no smell. That little, is very true.
A little garlicky kind of smell, isn't it?
Hamish, do you have an extraordinary nose?
I have an extraordinary sized nose, almost Roman or, you know, Grecian, but no, it doesn't. It's pretty useless, to be honest.
Oh, that's sad.
Help. See, that's the thing. Like, the bigger the nose doesn't necessarily mean you can smell great.
Got a good honk.
You know what?
Ever looked at your nose, Hamish, and thought it's big?
No, never, actually.
No. I think it's proportionate.
Yeah.
To your body.
I don't know. That's a good thing.
Of course it is. You want to be head. Proportionate.
Thank
eh?
You. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Up next, Jade. We've been hanging out a lot more than usual lately.
Yeah, we have. We You've have. Been enriching my life.
Have I?
Yeah.
You like hanging out with me? Sorry,
yeah, I do.
No, it's fine. No,
you're very busy.
Man, so.
You're busy. You're a millionaire, Mark. You know,
Jade and I have nothing to do.
Us plebs, we're just hanging out
you
together.
You guys do a lot of just hanging around.
Yeah. We do.
We've been to coffee. We've been to lunch. We're doing a few things. Anyway, it's all about making a good work environment.
It
of course.
You know, becoming friends along the way is always a bonus, yeah. Right? Your husband's not happy, though.
Well, you've come up with this theory.
Yeah, because you got a call yesterday from your husband, Benny, and, you know, we've been together after work for the last couple of days. And what did he say? I'll tell you next, because I think I might be coming between you and your husband. I don't want to ruin your marriage, so we need to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, this is important.
All right, doing it next. 18 past it.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions, live across Newcastle, waking you up 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Something's happening to me, Crevo.
Yeah, I've noticed this actually. I can't stop it. The first thing I caught, or the first whiff I caught of this absolute stinker of a thing is when you guys were having a little squabble the other day. And I was like, these two are like an old married couple.
Yeah.
Jade and I clash a lot, but not in a, like, a we don't like each other kind of way.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like we frustrate each other sometimes, and I think we're both quite reactive people, especially with each other.
Mm.
Just admit it, Jade. Let's not get into another argument. Anyway, we had a massive yelling match here in the studio the other day because we were both a bit highly strung that day. So I'd say you're sitting there in the corner awkwardly.
Yeah, I just left. So I'm going to leave
okay,
you.
Bye.
Leave you two to it and have a cup of tea when you're done.
Anyway, I've been hanging out a lot with Jade after work. So, you know, I've been over her house. We go out for lunch. We went for coffee the other day. Mm. So we've been around each other quite a lot, even talking on the phone a lot more. And I think it's starting to cause troubles in Jade's marriage because her husband, Ben, called her yesterday when I was with her doing the grocery shopping. And he goes to Jade, oh, with Maddie again, I see. The old married couple yet again.
See, it's because we're starting to influence each other a fair bit.
Too much.
So, Maddie, yesterday,
are
you
getting a 2 hour, are you?
I'm never going that far. Although, Jade would love that.
Yes, I would. Aww. Anyway, we go on walks together and you can
have
2 hours together.
Are you guys holding hands while you're walking down the break
actually,
wall?
I like to link with Maddie. So, you know, elbow and elbow.
Linking arms.
Yeah, we link arms. So, and it's so good because I'll just do it. And Maddie's just learned to accept it now.
See, it's so rude to pull away because it's such a nice gesture.
I
actually get off on the fact that people think we're married when we're out in public.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I like people thinking that I'm straight sometimes. I just find it funny.
Yeah, but I like the link because it's just, you know, a nice thing.
We're just getting too close. I think we need to separate a little bit, Jade.
I don't think so. So, I want to smother you because I love you. And the thing is, when I came home the other night with the groceries, because I've been hanging out with Maddie the other day, he prepared a nice cheese board and we're drinking wine on the balcony together and everything.
And where's Benny and all this?
Ben's at work.
Out the back.
He's working hard. And Maddie's put some tomato relish in a little ramekin. And I'm like, you know, this is nice. And when we're at the shops last night, I bought the tomato relish.
The same one?
Yeah.
And Maddie will like this when he's next over.
And then Ben's at home and I said, oh, Ben, here, look, I've got some tomato relish in here to go with the hot chook, you know, for a sandwich or whatever. Since when do we buy tomato relish? I said, well, Maddie's introduced me to it. But the best bit is, though, I've really made an impact on Maddie too. And, you know, he bought me a cookie yesterday when we were out, which I thought was sweet. And then he started singing Willy and the Chocolate.
That's a whole different video.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory out loud as he was walking with me at the shops. And I'm like, aww.
I hate the movie Willy Wonka.
But he knows I love it.
But I started singing the song.
The
I'm
theme?
Like, this is not what I want to represent.
You know when, like, really old married couple, they, like, fuse together and they just become the same person?
I think that's more happening. The narkiness, because you don't actually bother me, Maddie, when you say, like, when we annoy each other. You don't really annoy me that much, but...
You annoy me sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and that's why I force my love onto you probably more.
The more you do that, the more Jade pushes her love onto you.
Oh, dear. Anyway, hey, guys, up next, very exciting, of course. The Rugby League is back. We're all very excited. Jade, mm-hmm. The Broncos, your team, lost last week. And, of course, what a massive game for the Knights last Sunday.
Yeah, they tied.
That game, Panthers. I reckon, one of the best of the season so far. I know there have only been a handful of games. Yeah, our Erin Molan from Channel 9 is doing our NRL wrap straight after the news here at New FM. Good morning. Oh, guys, of course, the NRL is back.
That it is. Round 4 kicking off tonight. I'm not ashamed to say this. My team, obviously, the Brisbane Broncos, you've got to stay loyal to your roots. They're playing tonight, the Sydney Roosters. But obviously, our Newcastle Knights are going to be taking on the Canberra Raiders this Sunday. And to give us all the know, keeping us in the know, I guess, is Erin Molan. Hello.
Hey, Erin.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, really good.
I've just got to say, Erin, so our producer Jackson just buzzed through. We love having you on the show. He says, you know what? Erin Molan is one of the nicest people I've ever dealt with in this job. It's just so lovely.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because this industry can be full of divas and stuff, Erin, but you're obviously an absolute charmer.
Oh, you're very sweet. You do realise it's just because I get smashed all the time. There's no way I'd ever get an ego. Hello. I'm very grounded. Don't you worry.
First of all, Erin, I know you had an accident not too long ago and you broke some bones. Have they all recovered? You're good?
You know what? They haven't. It's awful. I fell down the stairs getting my little bubba a bottle, and no, I was not drunk, just in case anyone was wondering. It was in the middle of the night, and I kind of broke my shoulder off the bone entirely, which was awful. It's about a 12-month injury. I did it last October, but I went and saw the surgeon probably 3 months ago now, just before we went into lockdown, and he's not really happy with the way that it's kind of attached back on. So he's now talking about maybe having to saw it bloody off again and you know, letting it go again.
No.
So I'm hoping that doesn't have to happen. I'm doing a lot of physio. But, yeah, look, it's so much better than what it was. It's still not great.
Do you have the full function of it, or are you still, like, cast and stuff?
No. So it's out of everything. But, you know, I can't kind of lift it fully above my head. So it's kind of – but, look, like, to be honest, I'm not an athlete. Hello. I don't get mine. As long as I can – like lift a wine bottle and lift my baby.
You're doing okay.
To, you know your priorities. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
But huge news. I just read this, Erin, which I'm like, because obviously I originate from Brisbane and I do go for the Broncos and I cop some flack for it here, but that's okay. But obviously I read this morning Brisbane may be getting a second team, and apparently the NRL's filed for a trademark for the Brisbane Firehawks. So that could be possibly... We might end up with a 17th NRL team. That's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of talk about it, you know, probably 5 or 6 months ago now, that it was almost a certainty. And then, of course, everything happened with COVID-19 and, you know, the league went into shutdown. I actually launched the NRL with Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese in Canberra at Parliament House. Oh, it would have been 6 months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about it up on stage as well, almost like it was a certainty. So it's amazing that it's come back and it's now starting to take a bit of shape, but it'll be brilliant. I mean, it's hard to imagine how these kind of things work. You know, Broncos have been a one-team town for so long. Really loyal supporters. They, you know, the crowds they get at Suncorp are just phenomenal. I just, it's bizarre how they can set up a new team and how they... you know, set up a supporter base that's passionate, and you know, it'll take a fair while. But how do you get people in Brisbane who aren't already Broncos fans or are happy to move over elsewhere if it's in a different part? Or you know, it's fascinating how it works.
Yeah.
I know it's been done before, some more successfully than others, but yeah, I can't wait to see what they do and how it goes. It's only going to be good for rugby league.
Erin, just so we have an insight, and I guess you would have more of a knowledge about this, how do they pick, like, which area they want to establish a new team in? Because I would have thought, you know, maybe, you know, do a new team down in Victoria, let's try and grow the NRL even more so down there. Like, are they, you know, what's the process?
It's a great question, and look, I'm obviously not privy to it, but in terms of my experience and interviewing a lot of people about it over the many years, there's been pushes, you know, for Perth, for the North Sydney Bears to, you know, be started back up, and for a fair few other teams to be started in different areas. And look, essentially, it needs to survive, and to survive, it needs sponsors. It needs, you know, a lot of dollars, and it needs sponsors, it needs leagues, clubs, it needs fans. And, you know, you look at things like the Gold Coast that still just has not worked, you know, and it needs to be successful. So it needs, you know, somewhere where a great coach will go and really good players will go. You know, that's kind of your recipe that you need for a team to be successful. And Brisbane, you know, the sponsorship dollar that they have access to in a big capital city of a state is, you know, is next level. And that's one of the big things they look for. In Perth, I mean, Perth will come out and watch a State of Origin game. Perth will go and watch the Rabbitohs, you know, the Bunnies play.
Yeah.
For a novelty factor. But, you know, they do the studies, they do the research, and they've ascertained that probably Perth is not ready right now to regularly, week in, week out, support its own rugby league team. And,
sure.
And, you know, there's a fair bit of money in Perth with the mining sector and resources and that kind of thing, but it's fairly well tied up now in the AFL.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Brisbane, you know, they look at fan base, they look at sponsorship dollars, they look at whether, you know, a successful coach and successful players will move there. And that's kind of, you know, the recipe that they use and whether fans will jump on board. So, yeah, I agree. You know, I'd love to see a team in Perth or in Adelaide. But, you know, it's just, it wouldn't be feasible, I don't think, at this stage.
Oh, well. I am also curious to get your thoughts on the game this weekend with our Knights, because they're going to be taking on the Canberra Raiders. But obviously, John Bateman, he's been ruled out again, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is gut-wrenching news, and I'm a Raiders fan, so usually I come on, whenever I do you guys, I always pretend to go for the night.
Yeah. You don't have to on this show.
No, we keep it real. I'm a Brisbane Broncos supporter, and, you know, like, I'll say it openly, because I believe you've got to stay loyal to your team, and I think, you know, other, like, fans of the sport appreciate, respect you more for it.
Totally. Loyalty, huh? It's been tough, let me tell you. Last year was the easiest year I've had of being a Raiders fan. It was a lovely year. But no, it's really tough with John Bateman. And, you know, it's been a hard few months for him. A lot of talk about, you know, him looking elsewhere and potentially searching for a bit more money. And, you know, people are fairly scathing when you come out and say that. But you know what? You know, it's a business for them. He's got a 10-year-old daughter, Millie, who lives over in the UK. And I think he's really struggled generally being away from his little girl. But, you know, looking at the news and watching what's happening over in England and, you know, in America at the moment with, you know, coronavirus, I think it's been really tough on him. So that aside was making life pretty hard. And now his shoulder, he had surgery on his shoulder just a little while ago. It hasn't healed properly. So now he's going in for surgery again today, actually on Thursday. Mm. And, you know, they're saying out indefinitely. He's taken to social media yesterday and said that he hasn't played his last game for the Raiders, but, you know, we'll wait and see what happens. But I tell you what, it's going to be a huge match. It's going to be a bigger match now than what I would have thought of when I looked at the, you know, roster before the Knights played last week. I cannot believe
what
they were able to do. Oh, without Kalyn Ponga, without Mitchell Pearce, without, you know, Watson early on, losing all these big-name key players who put on most of their plays, I was blown away by the grit and the defence. You know, Andrew John said it was one of the greatest performances in the Knights he's ever seen. And
yeah,
for him to say that,
sure,
just speaks absolute volumes. And I love that Saifidi came out yesterday and said, you know, that's amazing, he said that, but we want that to be the normal. We want to play like that every week and people not to think it's a big deal, which I thought was a great attitude from a young bloke. So Kalyn Ponga comes back this week, so that'll be a brilliant boost for them. It'll be a cracking game of footy. I can't wait. I do hope the Green Machine reigns supreme, but if the Knights were to win, I'd say, you know what, we went down to a better team.
Yeah.
That's your fake support team anyway, so, you know.
I'd say that publicly, but really I'd say,
hey, just before we wrap up, I'm just curious, you know, when obviously the camera is like on the crowd and whatnot, and when the Raiders come out, obviously the Viking clap is just one of the coolest things. I always get goosebumps when I watch it. Are you secretly, you know, there with, like, when the mics are off, to joining in with the Viking clap?
Absolutely. Well, see, last year I hosted obviously all the Friday night footy games from the actual grounds, and I would, as it kind of, I mean, you know, I wasn't going to wear my Raiders jersey under my top if we were losing, but as we started towards the finals, I started to wear my jersey underneath my my suit jacket. So whenever the players would come over for interviews after the match, or Ricky Stewart would come over, I know this sounds a little bit skanky, but I'd lift my top up and show them the Raiders jersey.
We'll get a really good interview out of them then.
I know, right?
I love it.
Look, I'm a very proud supporter, and I guess the beauty of, you know, I was born in Canberra. I'm you know, Canberra born and bred. So I think most people now who watch the rugby league know that I'm a fan and are pretty happy. I think Canberra's, if it was Manly, then people might not be as excited.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, boo.
There she is.
Stan Manly.
Erin, thanks for joining us this morning. Hey, and we really do hope you get better soon, and good luck with everything with your shoulder.
Yeah. God, yes. Take care of yourself. Jeez. Don't lift too many wine bottles, all right?
Hey, it's good rehab, my friend. It's good rehab.
Oh, yes.
You said that your producer said that I was one of the nicest people. You guys are so lovely as well, so thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
Anytime,
it.
Anytime, Erin.
Good luck on Sunday. I really mean that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Get better soon. 7:47 with the Novas. Erin Molan there at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
I love this part of my week because I love giving back to people. We all do on this show. It's what we try to do every single day. And all thanks to the Posy Post, we can get fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Just go to posypost.com.au. But we're joined right now by Vanessa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And I'm very sorry to hear that you've had to undergo emergency surgery recently. Are you doing okay?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm getting a lot better, and the surgery was necessary. So, it's good that I'm over that kind of thing. So,
but a fact of life, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Do you feel comfortable mentioning what surgery you had, or if not, it's okay?
Oh, I had to have a total hysterectomy. It was one of those things where I was in and out of emergency for a couple of weeks, and it had to be removed, so
yeah,
my mum had
that as well. She had a hysterectomy a few years ago, and it's one of the most debilitating operations because it's quite an intense operation.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, it's quite a deep cut and quite a big cut. So I'm glad you're feeling better.
And thank you for sharing that with us.
You.
That's, you know, I'm so sorry to hear that. But you do have kids, you mentioned.
Yeah, no. Thank you for that, but. Yeah, no, I've already got my kids. They're getting older now, so I'm quite happy not to have any more. So it's not a huge loss to me at all. It's just, as you said, it's just
necessary.
It takes a long time to get over it, and, you know, can't drive anywhere. You have to rely on others, which is something that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
So,
well, I hope they're looking after you and giving you lots of cuddles and bringing you cups of tea.
Sometimes, yep.
Now, you've nominated Roseanne. Now, what relationship is Roseanne to you? Is she just a friend or...?
She's actually my ex's mum. I've known her since I was 16, and they continue to keep me on as part of the family, and she loves her grandchildren more than anything. So mm-hmm. I'm very, very lucky to have her in my life, and she's like my adopted mum.
So, oh, that's really nice.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
she's wonderful. You can't praise her enough. Yeah, she always puts everyone in above her, and yeah, she always does everything for them. So,
what has she been doing for you during this time?
Oh, well, she's each time I've had to go into emergency, I've given her a call and she's dropped everything and come and got the kids for me and taken me up to the hospital and driven me home a few days later.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and, you know, she's brought my kids up to the hospital each day to visit me and, you know, bought me flowers from the kids and teddy bears. And then when I've been home, she's been making me dinners and helping and getting the kids to help clean the house. And, yeah, just, you know, all those basic things that we take for granted until something like this happens. And she's just, you know... What else can I do for you? Is there anything else you need?
What a special
woman. Amazing. Yeah, she's just so wonderful.
That's so good. Well, look, we're going to send Roseanne a beautiful bunch of flowers thanks to the Posy Post. And do you know what? We've got some Yumbo Rama meals here as well. We're going to send some of those your way as well. Just, you know, maybe give Roseanne a break from the cooking for a night so you can feed the whole fam, all right?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
No worries. Happy to.
Thank you very much, guys.
No, you're welcome.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. Up next, though, we are doing a segment I'm very excited about. Jade.
Yes.
Tell us more.
Okay. So, oh, God, probably a couple weeks on the show ago now.
Yep.
I was telling you guys how I was trying to win some Carmex because I had this competition, Year Supply.
Yeah.
And prior to that, I'd been constantly, you know, liking all their posts on Instagram. I'm a huge supporter of their products. Like, I love them. And yeah. So I'm just a hardcore fan of Carmex lip balm. So we ended up contacting them on the show. You thought, you know, Maddie Crevo, well, let's try and help Jade out.
We'll try and get her a favorite product for free.
Yeah. And you know what? They returned my call. And we've got some Carmex goodies to give away. I'm not going to keep them all to myself.
You have the box there?
Yeah.
Get your box out, Jade. Come on.
A year's supply of Carmex. I think
Carmex lip balm a month.
Actually,
so you get 12.
She's got about 18 months worth of Carmex
here. In fact, just having a look at that. Why is the box half empty? Did you leave some at home or something?
Well,
or?
Look, I kept some for myself, I'm being honest. And Maddie got one, and you had dibs on one too, didn't you, Creeper?
I think I'll take one.
Yes.
I'll try it.
All right.
So there's a couple of different ones here, and after this, on 131009, if you've got Newcastle City's driest lips, contact the show on 131009.
Yes. Giving back.
Because we're going to give some lip balm away.
If your lips are real dry. This is the chance to moisten them up.
They're like $9 a pop.
Yeah.
A little bit less, okay. But, you know, they're amazing.
At least inflate the value a bit for the purposes of entertainment.
Yeah, Newcastle's driest lips, all thanks to Carmex. We're doing it next in UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
De Novos.
Newcastle's driest lips, so we want to see them. Or we just want to talk to you about them on 131009 because we're giving you the chance to moisturise your lips and get them looking beautiful with some Carmex lip gloss. Now, this is the lip balm that I use all the time. I'm obsessed. This isn't a paid promotion, just FYI.
It's just Jade.
It sounds like it.
But it's not, because I actually love the product and I've, you know, been following it for a while. We reached out to them and they're giving some freebies away because of how much we love it.
I love that you're sharing the fruits of your labor, Jade, with our audience.
Yeah, I am, actually, because they just sent it purely to me. because of how much I loved it. So I'm not going to be a greedy guts, and I'm actually going to share this lip balm. So maybe you've got beautiful, supple lips, and you've never tried Carmex before, and you're thinking, you know what, I want to see what Jade's going on about.
What's she banging on about?
What is she banging on about? Well, we've got the limited edition Sugar Plum series that we're going to give away. It's my favourite at the moment. I'm into it. So the phones are... heating up. They're very busy. If you can't get through, keep trying within the next 10 minutes if you want to get your hands on this Carmex lip balm.
Obviously, no guarantees, but we're going to try and help as many people as we can.
And we're after the people with the driest lips.
There's
we're
a limited
them
amount.
At the front of the line.
Exactly limited amount. Right. So.
Okay, very good. Doing it next up. Sam Smith to Die For at New FM with the Novos. 10 past 8. Good morning.
It is if everyone dies alone.
Sam Smith to Die For. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now, we are looking for right now Newcastle's driest lips, and it's all thanks to Carmex.
Thank you for calling Bakari Holdings, the Australian distributor of Carmex lip balm.
It is dry.
Your lips look amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. Here we go. This is our chance. 13:10:09 if you've got real dry lips.
Yes. Because we want to make them supple, moisturised and kissable.
Kissable.
We're
kissable.
Here for you. Kissable. Wow. Everyone wants nice, soothed, relieved and supple lips.
I used some of this yesterday. My lips, very good today. Mm. Very moisturised. Hey, first up on the line is Anthony. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning, neighbours. How are you?
Good, brother.
Anthony, are your lips dry?
They are, mate, yeah.
What have you been doing with them? Just the cold breeze, or what's the go?
Yeah, mate, the cold breeze. And just been out in this lovely, lovely cold weather. It's just, happened.
So, do you use lip balm?
I do, yeah.
All right, and you've never tried Carmex before? You have, and you just know how good it is, and you want to get your hands on it?
That too, yep, 100%. I've tried it a long time ago, but yeah, I haven't tried it for a while.
Well, you know what?
Sugar Plum would be good.
You've got some limited edition Carmex coming your way. Boom. Sugar Plum.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Your little sugar plum, Anthony. There you go, brother.
All right, let's go to Jeanette. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Jeanette. Now, do you have dry lips?
I do have dry lips.
It's this weather.
At the moment, because I've just used Carmex.
So you're a believer in the product. You know how good it is.
I am, but I do have it on my shopping list to buy another one today.
Yay! Which one do you normally go for? The original flavour?
Just the original with the menthol. I like that bit of a...
Well, you know what? I'm a big lover of the Sugar Plum. They've sent us a few of these. It is a limited edition one, and it does exactly the same thing as the original flavour, but it just has a bit of, like, sugary sweetness to it, and it is coming your way.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeanette.
You're welcome.
Enjoy 13:10:09 as well. If you can't get through, keep on calling. We got plenty of this stuff to give away.
And we're going to Megan. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey. So how are your lips this morning?
Yeah, they're pretty dry.
Pretty dry? It's the season, isn't it, going into winter?
It sure is.
Are you susceptible to dry lips each winter, Megan?
Yeah, I am, but I work at a school, and I think doing lunch duty and recess duty every day at the moment, my lips are just particularly dry.
Particularly dry.
Yes, very good.
I get it.
We've got some coming your way, Megan. Enjoy the Sugar Plum lip gloss.
Keep calling. 13:10:09. We will get to you, Paul.
Hey, Helen.
Hi, how
are
you going?
Oh, going good, my dear. Your lips, how dry are they? Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very dry, 10 being very moist.
Well, I reckon they're probably close to the 9. I like to actually keep them nice and moist.
Yep.
But I'm trying, I want to get my hands on some of this. I normally use Nivea that's nearly down to nothing.
Look, I'm not going to put Nivea down.
No, Nivea is good, and I can't get the one that I've been using anymore, so I need to try to find a new one that I like.
Well, you know what, Helen?
No.
Your lips are going to go from a 9 to a 10 because you're going to get some Carmex in the mail.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, Kayla. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, have you got dry lips?
Oh, they're disgusting.
Oh, no.
Like a couple of burnt Bunnings sausages at the moment, aren't they?
They're terrible. All I use is pawpaw, and it's not cutting it.
Oh, no, pawpaw's no good. Like, that's good for cuts and stings, but you need the good stuff. Are you in a relationship, Kayla?
I am, yes.
Oh, are you getting a couple of kisses on the cheek instead of on the lips because of your dry lips?
I'm not getting anything at the moment.
Oh, well, look, we need to change that. Look, we don't want you not getting any. So you know what? You're getting some Carmex in the mail, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, keep calling, 131009. We've got more to give away.
Hey, Beck, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're doing good. Describe your lips to us, Beck.
Well, it's not for me. It's for my little girl.
Aww.
Since she's been at daycare the last few days, she's come home and her lips are really, really red. So this would be lovely to give to her as a present. She'd love it.
Poor little dear. Well, you know what? We'll get her some sugar plum moisturising lip balm too.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Great.
Oh, good stuff.
Let's keep it going, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you, Brenda. So, tell us about your lips.
Mine are always dried out.
Mm. Just like all year round?
Virtually, yes.
Are you married, Brenda?
No.
When was the last time you made out with somebody?
Ah, crikey.
Just in your dreams?
Yeah.
Brenda, do you know what? We're going to change that for you because you, my friend, will have the most kissable lips in Newcastle.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Thanks for calling, Brenda.
All right, two more, guys.
Yeah.
Two more.
We're going to Nathan.
Oh, g'day, Nate.
How you going?
Hey,
there
good.
He is.
Good. So, describe us your lips. Do the scale 1 to 10, 1 being very chapped.
Probably about a 4.
Okay,
four,
right
no
in the
good.
Middle there, like a couple of sandbags at the side of a riverbank.
I work in security, so I'm outside and I'm constantly in the rain and the weather, so they don't get time to heal.
Yeah, you need a bit of love for them, you know, and this is a perfect
absolutely.
Product for it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right, all yours, Nate.
Coming your way.
Last call, guys.
Hey,
sorry
Samantha.
If you didn't get through.
Samantha?
Yep.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the show. Tell us about your lips. How dry are they?
Well, my lips aren't dry at the moment, but I've got to keep them moist because I've just done sunspot treatment where it takes, you could say, all the moisture out of your skin, but it brings out the sunspot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got to, from that, I've
got to
keep my lips moist.
Well, we've got the stuff for you. There it is, Samantha, in the mail, on the way, stamp on the envelope already.
I all feel sorted. So good. We're helping people.
I know. This has been really nice, actually. Who knew that so many people needed help with their lips?
Hey, it's a thing. And you know what, guys? Stand by. Please keep in touch when you get your Carmex in the mail. DM us on our Instagram or on our Facebook page, and I want the updates. I'd love a follow-up.
Yeah. See, Jay just wants to repost your updates to replenish her stocks.
Let's keep this good free stuff coming,
Jay. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way, mate?
People are mad at Reese Witherspoon. I'll let you know why. And also, too, an update on that Glee drama.
Yes, with Lea Michele.
Yes.
Okay, no worries. Doing it next. 8:21. Good morning.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Goss.
Our main man Jackson is here. You've got all the goss. Tell us a bit about what's happening.
Yeah, so I told you yesterday how Lea Michele's come under fire from her old Glee cast because of the fact that she made their lives living hells on set.
Yeah.
So she has addressed these rumors. She's come out and she has apologized. So she says, whether it was my privileged position or perspective that caused me to be perceived as insensitive or inappropriate at times, or whether it was just my immaturity at being certainly difficult, I apologise for my behaviour. She goes on to say as well she wants to be a good role model for her kids. So she says she's done a lot of growing up in recent years and she just wants to put all this behind her and she's immensely sorry.
Well, you know that it's true now.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Well, there you go. Well, that's good. Like,
at least she's making an apology. You got to start with that, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't even know she was pregnant, though.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, so she hasn't had the kids yet?
No, she hasn't had a kid yet, so she's pregnant at the moment.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, which is surprising. None of these Glee stars went on to do anything. It's very strange that they're all...
Well, they made a lot of money. Do you know what, though?
She's been through a lot.
She has. That show is cursed.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of bad luck come out of that show. Hey, moving on to Reese Witherspoon. People are always outraged. This time it's over how much she's being paid. So she's working for this new streaming service called Quibi. Have you heard of it?
No. Okay,
in the US?
Yeah. It's like a Netflix type scenario, but it's designed for short trips in like public transport and for people's phones. So she's voiceovered a little show that they've got going on there, and she's being paid $6 million. But the reason the people in the network are annoyed is because they've all been laid off or taken massive cutbacks due to COVID-19. So she's getting big bucks and they're all unemployed.
Addie Reese, her and Jen making money off the small screen now. The movies have dried up and they're just taking all the work from the small screen actors.
Yeah. Jeez.
And all the budget.
Well, the thing is, like with those streaming services now, they're paying so much to the actors.
Yeah.
They can't resist. Like, if they're offering them the same kind of money as they make from a movie...
Why not?
And ongoing work sometimes. Like, if your thing gets picked up for 10 seasons, there's 10 years of work.
Yeah.
True.
Which, for an actor, is kind of nice.
Constant, steady.
Yeah. Isn't it funny as well? I think a lot of big-name actors as well have come around to the perception that, you know, the public see them, like it being on a TV show. I think they're, you know, a lot more comfortable with doing these smaller projects and, you know, the longer term money.
I put it to you guys that a lot of, like, it's a very limited pool now of actors from the old school of Hollywood that would not go, as they say, go back to television.
Mm.
It's like probably Leo, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, they ain't
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, that's probably, you know, there's probably 10.
Yeah, true.
Really, who would just absolutely 100% say no to television ever.
It's a no from me today. Thank you, Jackson.
Very interesting.
Coming up next, though, guys, Lego have released an adult line of Lego because, you know, we're all big kids at heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
After the news, 131009, are you a big kid and what do you do?
Taking your calls
straight after this at New FM 8:31. Good morning.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
De Novos.
New FM.
Straight after this on 131009, we want to know, are you a big kid at heart this morning? Are you a big kid that does kid stuff? An adult? Maybe you play Lego. Maybe you watch kids shows. I don't know.
Hey, no judgment here. We just want to chat about it.
So Lego have released an adult's line of Lego, and I think it's great. It's actually a Lamborghini.
No way.
It's quite an intricate build.
Yeah, it looks incredibly complicated. In fact, like,
so was it like what? Like a little engine inside, like a hood.
Everything's involved. Wow. Yeah, all the little tiny pieces, very, you know, long instructions. Going to keep big kids occupied.
Well, hey, Orlando Bloom's into Lego.
Oh.
Well, Katy Perry came out and said Lego Masters,
you know, one of the biggest shows on TV. And let's be honest, mostly adults watching that.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's so amazing about it.
So this morning, are you an adult that's a big kid at heart and what do you do? Taking your calls next. Beautiful Hunter Valley Wine on offer this morning. Taking your calls after, no doubt, Don't Speak at New FM. Good morning. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off at 9 o'clock with Jackson, 105 minutes commercial-free. Right now, though, 131009, are you a big kid at heart and what do you do?
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house.
The most amazing creations, machines and robots created with Lego.
Bloody Lego, they've done it again, guys.
Bloody, just gone and got us.
So what they've done, guys, is released a range of Lego for adults because, let's be honest, we're all big kids at heart in some way, shape or form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially you, Jade. You know, you love a good kids movie.
Yeah, I do. Like, Beauty and the Beast is a go-to. I play Clash of Clans on my phone and...
Well, that's an...
Candy Crush.
I think that's more of an adult's thing.
Yeah, is it, though? I don't know. Kids play Clash of Clans.
Yeah, and there's people that do this. Like, I know this guy who spent, I think it's around $4,000 on a single Lego set. So it's the ultimate Millennium Falcon Star Wars.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's huge. So it's about the size of a coffee table.
Oh, my God.
And obviously very limited amount. And actually, it will go up in value. In terms of like an investment.
Even if he does it, like completes it, it's going to stay boxed.
If he completes it, it will still go up in value, but it, obviously that affects the price. Like it significantly reduces it, but then it will still go up as an investment. So, I mean, it's kind of amazing because all of Lego sets are limited in how many they make.
Yeah, of course. So, obviously the Lamborghini Lego, I love this. If you can't afford a real Lambo... I mean, next best thing, right? I'm going to show you guys a picture of this. Look how intricate it is. It's so good.
It's kind of amazing. And I think that really plays into the big boys' toys.
Yeah, sure.
In terms of marketing, strategic marketing, Lego couldn't have done any better.
No. If you're sick of the sight of your husband, tell him to get one of these, send him out to the shed.
It looks like there's thousands of pieces and he'll be occupied for hours.
Is that something you'd be into,
no,
Maddie?
No, I have very little patience for puzzles, Lego and the like.
Yeah, I think I could be into it, but you just need so much time. Yeah,
when you're retired.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, let's go to the phones. 131009, are you a big kid at heart or is it someone you know, maybe a partner or something?
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, tell us, are you the big kid? Is it hubby? What's the go?
It's definitely me. I'd be lying if I said that I'm not, but I pretty well had a kid so I could get away with it. we go to do like the slime, little slime events where you can make your own slime and little discos and... even TikTok. Yeah,
she
loves TikTok, but look, I'm into it now too. We have a lot of fun,
Katie,
together and yeah.
Do you make your own slime at home?
We tried, but look, it was a hot mess and it ended up in a little food fight with me and my daughter.
Oh, that's sweet. How old's your daughter again?
She's at school now. She's in kindergarten, so I miss her through the day, but we make up for it on the weekends. I used to go do drop-offs through the day for my husband's company. And whenever we were in a suburb, I'd look up what local parks are around and we'd try and hit like four parks in a day instead of hitting the pub up, I hit the parks up.
Well, Katie, I guess adults can fit down the slippery dip. Just do it, I guess.
Some wine for you, Katie. Congrats.
Of course.
Cassie.
How are you?
Are you a big kid? What are you doing?
It's not me, it's my partner.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What's his favourite activity?
Lego.
Oh, so he'd love this Lambo Lego.
Yeah, he's got the Big Mac trucks and the fire stations, the police stations, the ambulance.
Oh, I love that.
And does and, yeah, do
and
you have
kits.
Wow, do you have kids as well?
I've got two boys, 14 and 7. He gets out there on the bikes with them, plays handball, jumps on Fortnite.
That's amazing. I love handball. I'd be out there playing with them.
Are the kids allowed to play with the Lego or is it hands off, that's Dad's?
No, usually when Dad gets one, the boys get one too.
Hey, Cassie, how much coin has he dropped on all of his different Legos? Like there's hundreds of dollars, yeah?
I honestly wouldn't know. I don't keep track.
Just ignore it.
Don't want to know.
Well, it keeps him out of your way, maybe. Gets him out of your hair.
Some beautiful...
Sometimes I sit there and go and watch.
You are supportive, Mrs. Bottle of Hunter Valley wine for you, Cassie. Thank you for your calls this morning. Crevo, up next, we've got another monkey story.
We love animals, especially when they're doing naughty stuff. This one, stealing...
Cheeky
even
monkey.
Better.
Take him, monkey.
All right, it's A50 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Good morning. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And to close the show today, what better way to do it than with a monkey story?
These monkeys are experts.
You might think, why are you attacking monkeys? What do they have to do with anything?
We love a monkey story here. Especially when they're being real cheeky.
I love these animal stories. Yesterday we had the drunk pig.
Yeah.
Today we have a monkey. What has it done?
So there was over in India, actually, they were carrying these important samples of, like, blood samples from COVID testing, right?
Yeah.
This is on a university campus where they're doing investigations and research. This doctor is carrying these samples in a bag. A monkey pulls up, jumps out, and grabs these samples and takes off with them across the campus.
Cheeky bugger.
Did they catch him?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't been caught, so it's taken off with these samples. Now, of course, everyone's got a phone now, so the doctor was able to whip it out and start filming the incident. So there's great footage of this monkey taking off with medical samples.
Oh, no.
Do you think the monkey's taking it back to the monkey mansion and they're actually working on some sort of cure, perhaps?
Well, they're going to sort out their own vaccine and keep it for themselves.
Planet of the Apes.
It does feel a little bit like that, doesn't
Where's
it?
Where's your little lab coat?
Yeah, that's right. Make sure this is a sterile environment. Because it wasn't that long ago, I don't know if you guys saw the footage, but this monkey jumps off a motorbike and then tries to kidnap a child.
I did see that.
I mean, monkeys are stepping up in their brazenness.
Oh, they're dangerous. Like, when you go to Thailand, I think I was in actually even Malaysia when I visited Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
They will just try and steal your camera, anything, your hat, your sunnies. Dangerous.
When I was over in Thailand, we went to, it's called Monkey Island.
And
it was an island full of monkeys. They are everywhere. And you always get the dumb, like, European tourist that's there, like, you know, letting them crawl along.
Oh, no.
No. I literally witnessed two phones get stolen.
Yeah.
A wallet and keys.
Yeah.
All in the space of an hour.
Yeah, you're never getting any of that back ever. There's a place in Bali. They've got two spots. They've got the monkey forest, which, as the name implies, packed with monkeys and tourists, and they'll take stuff off with you and then barter it back for snacks.
Cheap. That's smart, isn't it?
Really smart.
Smarter than some people, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what a great way to end the show. Thank you for that.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Jackson, did you enjoy that?
Yes, I did.
Have you ever, like, seen a monkey in real life?
I have, yeah.
Have you, like, carried one, touched one?
No, I haven't carried one. I like monkeys, though, but I get scared of them. They rip your face off if they don't recognize you.
Yeah, imagine
they're crazy.
Bit your nose.
Mm. 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off in minutes, mate. What's on the way?
Taylor Swift.
Yay.
I don't know if you've heard about these new feud rumors.
No.
Ariana Grande. But Ariana Grande's unfollowed her on Instagram.
Here we go again. Poor Taylor Swift. What is the issue with her? Why don't people like her?
Do you know what I just love? An unfollow on Instagram is the equivalent to telling someone they're dead to you.
such a big snub.
Green Day as well.
Oh, great song. I love that.
They're supposed to be in the country in November. I'm supposed to be going to their shows. No word yet on if that's going to be postponed. I'm assuming it will
be. Very good live, I hear, Green Day.
Absolutely brilliant, yes. Doja Cat as well.
Love
Doja Cat. Good vibes, Jackson. Cool. Love it.
Awesome. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We're back tomorrow, guys, for
that's
Friday. Have a great day. We'll catch you then.
See ya.
Bye. Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for the Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.